Gotham is on a knife edge, but I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
What's up, yo? It's Mike of iwatchmike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking Gotham. I'm finally catching up with some of these episodes. Yes, two kids, one under 2 months and the other one 3 years old. It's kind of crazy. It's like Arkham here. That's what it's like. I'm going to be talking about, give my little thoughts on the Thursday episode, October 19th, The Blade's Path, episode 5 of season 4. Now, the thing about this one is, like I said in my previous podcast, I haven't been able to watch it. I wasn't able to watch it. I couldn't find it. Now I know some of y'all are like, hello, dum-dum, you can go to the legal sites and then you could do it. I know I could have, but I didn't want to do that because that is not the rightful thing to do. I'm like Jim Gordon when it comes to that kind of stuff. I'm too paranoid. I'm afraid that the FBI is going to come and knock on my door and be like, hey, did you watch an illegal episode of Gotham? And be like, oh, damn. So I didn't get a chance to watch it. I went on Hulu. I went on demand, which I hate. I can't. Why is it that when you go to on demand, it starts like in the middle of the season? Like, you know, like, why do you do that, cable companies? So what I did was I searched on Wikipedia. I don't know who put it there, but thank you very much. Because without you, I would not have known what happens in this episode. So I'm going to read it and kind of go through it. But this is the first time I'm checking it out. So this is Wikipedia's little synopsis. And then I'm just going to give you my reaction. Other than that, everything else I've seen. So this one here was called The Blade's Path, which was the episode. Following Alex's funeral, which I'm assuming that was the grandson, and learning that Roz has applied for diplomatic immunity. What? Bruce takes a knife and vows to kill him at Blackgate, which I guess is the prison jail, wherever he's at. Roz says goodbye to Barbara after giving her some unknown mystical power. What? Oh, man, what has she got? Upon arriving, Bruce is ambushed by Roz and the League posed as COs, which I believe are the correction officers, I guess. When Alfred reports him missing to Gordon, they arrive at Blackgate and subdue the League. Roz states that he is cursed to eternity and provokes Bruce into killing him. What? Breaking the curse and rendering him to a decayed corpse. Okay. Did Roz die? Is that what it is? But maybe he's just saying, I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens. I haven't seen Roz anymore in the past couple episodes. Man, really? I thought he lived. Bruce suspends his vigilantism, and Alfred keeps suit until he can move on. Oh, okay. That's why I haven't seen Bruce in the past couple episodes. Meanwhile, Butch's body is dumped in waters owned by Indian Hill, which I've seen. Yes. He is revived with no memory, premature language, pale skin, and superhuman strength, assuming the name as Solomon Grundy. Now, I'm not going to lie, people. When I first saw the picture of him, what he was going to be, I was like, really, Gotham? That's how you're going to have him? Just for the fact that every supervillain and creature and whatever you want to call it has always been like, when you watch him, you're just like, oh, so cool. But now that I've been watching a couple of episodes, it fits. It works. So kudos to Gotham, peeps. I was wrong because it fits perfect. And it just works. It works. So y'all surprised me. He encounters and befriends Enigma, who takes him to a wrestling ring, really a fight club, where Lee is working as the medic. I know, I saw Tompkins in the past couple episodes. And Sophia attempts to level with Cobblepot, and the two begin bonding, which we already know. I already know what's going on because the past couple episodes. But yeah, this one would have been good to see because now I'm really curious to see what, maybe I need to go on YouTube to figure out, I need to watch this part with Bruce stabbing Roz, and did he die? Did he not die? I don't know. So that was from Wikipedia. So sounded like a great episode, as always. So yeah, I'm gonna have to check it out. So feel free, if you're listening to this, wherever you listen to this podcast, leave your comments. Did he die? Did he die? Or did he like die and then like mystically like not die? I don't know. I didn't think he would just go out that easy. So that's it. If you want to listen to more stuff, check out Talking Gotham on iTunes or go to audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. Or if you go to my blog, iwatchmike.com, on the top there's a tab there that says podcast. Click on that and everything's there. And then Twitter, Mike the Movie Guy, Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy, everything. Facebook, Snapchat, all on my blog right there. So you check it out, people. And then I got contests. I don't know where y'all live, but if y'all live in certain cities, I do movie screening giveaways. And I've got some movie giveaways up there right now. So I'm just putting that out there. iwatchmike.com. That is it. And I think that's it, people. So for everybody that's been listening, thank you very much for all the retweets, tweets, shares, all that good stuff, likes. And coming up, I've got more of Gotham because I've been watching these next couple episodes. I think I've got two more episodes to talk about. So once again, thank you for everything. Have a great Sunday. I will talk to you later. Peace.
Gotham is on a knife edge, but I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.